Laura Smith of Mountain Trails Foundation said the Poo Pickup Project began when some students from BYU were looking for a project that would teach them about the backside of nonprofit organizations. Smith said as the snow in Round Valley melts away, the group got the backside, quite literally.
Orienting them to how we work with other organizations and how we, you know, what we actually physically do on the trails. And obviously this time of year, it's kind of difficult. But if you guys are game, we could do some trail pickup. I checked with Rick and he's like, if you want to go scoop poop, that would be great.
So last Saturday, the volunteers from BYU and staff from Mountain Trails Foundation spent several hours removing dog waste from the Quinns Junction and Round Valley Way trailhead areas. The amount they found, she said, was staggering. They began at Quinns Junction trailhead, probably the most utilized trailhead during the winter.
So we added it up and figured about 10 pounds of poo from that section. Well, we walked up. Once you get away from the trailhead, it's not too bad. There's really, you know, there's almost no dog poo within 200 or 300 yards of a trailhead.
But the stinky results of the project at Round Valley Trailhead were more interesting and disgusting. She said they estimated they collected 40 pounds of dog waste.
We only went probably 100, 150 yards from the trailhead. And mind you, we have signage, we've got two trash cans, we have plenty of mutt mitts, we have opportunities for people to clean up their own dog waste, and they simply don't do it. This is kind of telling of, you know, the neighborhoods and the, you know, the people who use the different trailheads. This is a mostly local trailhead, and it is literally every 2 or 3 feet, there is a dog pile. It's disgusting. It is unbelievable.
The Round Valley Way trailhead is the least used of the trailheads in Round Valley and is primarily a locals trailhead. Smith said it's disappointing because the Mountain Trails Foundation and Park City Municipal have gone to great lengths to provide dog waste removal mitts, strategically placed trash cans, and signage to remind people to simply pick up after their pooches.
But for every hour we spend picking up dog waste, that's an hour that we're not spending on trail maintenance or trail building. That's kind of the gist of it. I mean, our members contribute and they hope that we're, you know, maintaining trails and a high quality trail system. Well, part of that is maintaining the environment. And if we have to go out and manage dog waste, then it's not the most efficient use of our time and money.
That's Laura Smith of Mountain Trails Foundation. A reminder, she says, there is no poop fairy. It's your dog and your responsibility. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.